my name is John DeMeo. I just recently listened to an interview with Senator Schumer. Mr. Schumer right now was talking about how they're trying to get around the filibuster and how he became the leader of the Senate, the majority leader, and the January 6th insurrection. But yet Mr. Shortalk never seemed to ask him about what they're going to do, considering that Senators Manchin and Sinema are not siding with the Democrats on any issue. And they need all 50. They only have 48. They did discuss reconciliation. Mr. Schumer brought that up, hopes that they can do a reconciliation. But you need all 50 for that.
This is Beth Jacobs, Niskayuna, New York. I'm calling about the story about the solar panels on Midday Magazine being farmed in Copaic. You know, if you want to be environmentally friendly, turn off your laptop and computer. All the rare earth metals needed these days for these devices and for those solar panels are being sucked off the floor of the ocean by the Chinese. So it's all well and good to say that they're friends of solar power, and I would wonder if they don't have stock in the company. But if you really want to be environmentally friendly, turn off your cell phone.
Dave Pill, Pittsfield, Mass. Call about Keith Strother. His comment about paying college athletes, I think we should just do what it already is. It's already a farm team for professional sports, no matter what sport we talk about. Women's basketball is a farm team for the WNBA, as much as D1 football is a farm team for the NFL. Just if they can turn them into professionals, semi-pros, use the banner of the university, let them earn some money off of it, let them pay taxes, don't make the NCAA a nonprofit, and call it a day, because that's what it is. And don't bother with the education. Those who want an education, we should, find some other venue for it. But they should have to get admitted to the university on their own credentials first. And then, get a scholarship or whatever. But it's not amateur sports. It hasn't been for many decades. And let's stop the little lie that we tell ourselves. They are not student athletes. They are semi-professional athletes.